Okay, hello and welcome back to not another episode of the SSFL podcast. We're fighting about rules or something. Tony, take it away.
Emergency pod. Okay, so I will do my best to explain. Okay, so first off, it was Brandon's suggestion that I actually quickly run down how we actually do like regular non-controversial tiebreakers, because I think that's important, a little bit of important context. So, like the divisional tiebreakers, I think everyone understands we do head to head. So, like in Kevin and Curtis's case, Kevin would beat out Curtis because he beat him twice. Okay. And then if they split those games, we use divisional record. And then if that's still tied, we go to points four. That's pretty straightforward. If it is between two teams not in the same division, we go head to head. And then if they haven't played each other, we go to points four. So, like, that's also pretty straightforward. And then for multi-way tiebreakers, so more than two, I think this is where it might not be exactly clear, like the like flow chart of how it actually operates. So we decided back like 3 years ago when we voted at Guilford Golf Club, that we wanted to go head to head first. Yeah, do you remember that, Brendan? Yeah.
No, doesn't
Maybe
matter. No,
you
doesn't
weren't
matter.
there.
I'm editing this part out. This is good.
Yeah.
This is
Okay.
good, just objective.
So we voted to go, okay, we're gonna go head to head first if all the teams have played each other. Or we voted on this sweep rule, which we actually stole from the NFL, where if one person has played the other teams, every other team, and beat them, they would automatically win the tiebreaker. Or the reverse is true. If someone has lost to every other team in the tiebreaker, they would immediately be eliminated from the tiebreaker. So, like, for example, if me, Brendan, and Kyle are in a tiebreaker and I have beat both Brendan and Kyle, but Brendan and Kyle haven't played each other, that part is irrelevant. Like, I would win that tiebreaker, even though we haven't all played each other, like, in a circular fashion. The same is true as if I had lost to both Brendan and Kyle, even though they haven't played each other, I would be eliminated from that tiebreaker. So that is what we decided. And once someone wins or is eliminated from the tiebreaker, we then go back and re-rack the tiebreaker with the remaining teams. So it doesn't, it's not just like, oh, we're going to order them by record, and then that's the final order of the tiebreaker. We actually have to go back. Becomes a two-way tiebreaker with the remaining teams, and then we resolve it head to head and points four until there's like no one left, essentially. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think. I
so
mean, maybe I'm biased.
yeah, so for example, if there's a three-way tiebreaker and we haven't all played each other and there's no clear sweep and we go to points four, someone is going to come out on top, but we don't just order the three teams by points four and then that's done. Like, it's not just like, oh, that's how we break the tiebreaker. One person wins and then the other two re-enter the tiebreaker together because there's a possibility that they have played each other and that one team has beat the other team. And so in that case, we go back to head-to-head between those two teams, right? And so that holds true regardless of how many teams are in it. So there is a possibility, for example, of like a five-way tie at seven wins. And so we would like first try and do head to head. It's pretty much impossible with five teams. So we go to points four, one person wins. We now have four teams left. We try and go head to head. If that doesn't work, oh look, Harsh is here. We go to points four, one team, another team wins, and they would go in the second spot, like if that makes sense, behind the first team that won. We now have a three-way tiebreaker, rinse and repeat until we're down to two, until we're down to one. So it's not just like all resolved all at once, just by order of points four.
So the situation we have now is potentially, it's actually, I think, probably most likely that we're going to end up with multiple teams at 7-7 at the end of this week, where they have now played each other an uneven number of times.
Yeah, so the situation where it gets what we didn't anticipate, because the way to avoid this is to, yes, Brandon, hand is up. Nice
What a
use.
function. I've never actually used it in my professional life, but
Oh, I use it all the
I'm glad Zoom has that. Just to like simplify it even more for the simpletons like me that had no idea how this actually worked. Like I kind of think of it as a car wash. It's like everyone that's tied has to go through the car wash of tiebreakers, but only one person gets to come out. And then everyone else is still in that group that has to go back through the car wash to go through more tiebreakers. Does that make sense?
We're just getting pelted by soap, is what you're saying.
Getting so
Yeah, correct.
soapy.
Small children are scared.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm scared in the car wash. What do you mean, small children?
Oh man, Enzo keeps think he thinks he wants to go through the car wash, and then as soon as it starts, he
Fuck
gets
no, he doesn't want me in the car
terrified.
wash.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fair analogy. And the reason that's done is to honor the head-to-head tiebreakers. Because like I said, we don't want a situation where like, all right, we gotta go to points four, and Team C has the least points four, and then they ranked last, but they may have beaten Team B, who's second in points four. And it's like, well, why am I ranked behind that person just because someone entered the three-way tiebreaker and muddied up the waters? And so we have to rerun the tiebreakers in order to do it fairly to honor what we voted on, which is that, you know, we value head-to-head. Now, if we just wanted to jump, like if we voted just to go points four, then that's easy. We'd never do head-to-head. We'd just rank everyone by points four, but that's not what we wanted.
I was going to say that if that is the case, that feels like an off-season question, not a
Yeah,
before the
100%.
season
Yeah.
question.
The thing that I think we should maybe say like outright is that we have rules for tiebreakers in most cases that Tony just outlined. We've found an exception that doesn't fit those, but in general, we're not trying to write rules here. Like, I think we can all agree that trying to create rules in the middle of the season, especially to decide who gets to go to playoffs, is just like a bad precedent to set.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a bad idea.
It's more of an interpretation of what we have. And so this the situation that we have is because you know, like in the situation with Eric, Curtis and Kevin and Curtis being in the same division have played each other twice, but have each played Eric once. But Eric has only played each of them one time. And so we have a situation where we have an uneven number of games. And if you look at that specific situation, Kevin beat Curtis twice and he lost to Eric. And Curtis lost to Kevin twice, but he beat Eric. And then Eric obviously split between the two of them. And so we have a situation where it's Kevin is 2-1, Eric is 1-1, and Curtis is 1-2. And so, you know, if you look at like the interpretation that Kevin and I share, and maybe Brandon, I'm not sure at this point, but is that the rule that we wrote for multi-way tiebreakers was like, I shared a screenshot in the chat. It
Do you
was,
want me to read it?
yeah, go for it.
Multi-way tiebreakers for wild cards or seeding will use head-to-head only if all teams played each other or if one team played all others and swept them. If neither of those conditions are met, the tiebreaker will be points four.
Yeah, so in like my point of view is that the first condition is met. They all played each other. Now it's not an even number of games, but that was never specified. And we actually like there is a mechanism to resolve this with the head-to-head record, and it's simply like you just use win percentage. In this case, Kevin has more wins. He has a greater win percentage. He has 66, like 0.66 or whatever, however you want to do it.
Repeating,
And
of course.
yeah, of
Thank
course
you.
it's repeating. Thank you. That's important distinction. And so that is, if you actually look at like we model a lot of it out off of the NFL procedures, and they actually always use win loss tie percentage. Like that is
But
actually
they do
the,
that because ties are allowed.
it's because ties are allowed, but also when they're comparing common opponents and interconference games, if there's an uneven number of games, they also use win loss percentage in those scenarios. So they have this built-in mechanism for uneven number of games. And so like I guess it's just the one interpretation is like we need to do our best to resolve this using head-to-head because they've all played each other and that's how the rule is written. The flip side is what Brendan's about to say.
Yeah, there is a very clear fallback. If neither of those conditions are met, the tiebreaker will be points four.
Yeah, so what condition is not met?
The fact that they have played each other an uneven amount of times, and Eric loses. I mean, in this situation, the 1-1 team basically get screwed because the other team went 2-0 against a shitty team.
But Eric lost to Curtis.
Yeah, but he beat Kevin.
Right. But you're calling Curtis a shitty team, and Kevin beat him twice, and then Curtis beat Eric.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that there's not a clear head-to-head resolution here.
I understand that, but I guess like to say that it's like I don't think it's inherently an advantage that Kevin has played more games, could have lost, and then he'd be out. Also, Eric could have beat Curtis. Eric has 2 wins. Kevin has 2 wins, but Eric
I don't
wins
think
that
trying to
situation.
resolve tiebreaker situations by saying people should or shouldn't have won games is productive because, like, we're in a tiebreaker because they
No,
didn't
but
win
I'm
those
saying
games.
like if the complaint is that it's unfair that it's an uneven number of games, I don't think that's a fair
I don't think it's
argument.
unfair. I just think it's comparing apples and oranges.
All right. I mean, so this is really the crux of this situation here. Like I think the rule as it's written, like we are behooved to use head-to-head record to the best of our ability to resolve it. And we have a win percentage mechanic that is like built into all of this. And in my opinion, then Kevin would emerge atop of that tiebreaker, and then Eric and Curtis would enter the tiebreaker again, and resolve it head to head. And I can't re remember exactly how that works out. But the
I don't
problem
think it
with
matters.
the problem with this situation is that depending on how you do it, because Eric would win on points four, is in most situations they're fighting for one spot. So like it's kind of shitty. Like it would be nice if this occurred, but like it didn't ultimately matter because both teams got in. But unfortunately, or the results were the same. But unfortunately, like we're in the situation where depending on the interpretation, one team gets in and one team doesn't. And then in the harsh Kyle Curtis situation, fucking Curtis is always
Yeah.
mixing it up. It's slightly different because if Harsh wins to force this tiebreaker, him and Kyle will have split. And so it's not the same situation where like Kevin just beat down on Curtis twice. And so like Kyle and Harsh split and then Harsh beat Curtis. So he would be 2-1. And then Curtis would be 1-1 and Kyle would be 1-2. And so depending like if you use head to head in that case, Harsh actually comes out on top. If you use points four in that case, Kyle will win despite being 1-2 in that tiebreaker. And then yeah, there's a third scenario where actually Curtis wins. So but it doesn't matter. That's not
I
really what we're
think
voting on.
like it's almost better to not talk about who wins and who loses, and it basically comes down to like how you interpret the line multi-way tiebreakers for wild cards or seeding will use head-to-head only if all teams played each other or if one team played all others and
Yeah.
swept them. Like it really comes down to does
Yeah.
that implicitly mean played each other an even number of times, or does that include uneven situations where we
Yeah.
then add this win percentage thing that we don't actually ever use anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I included those just for context because Eric wanted to make sure that everyone understood that the two situations are not exactly analogous, which is
Yeah.
fair. But I think the crux of the conflict is the same. So yeah, the floor is now open.
I mean, my interpretation as someone that is way less aware of any of those rules, the fact that there's an uneven number of games played between all the parties, I think makes win percentage feel shitty, given the fact that we don't use it for anything else. I realize it's used in the NFL, but like we don't use win percentage for anything, and that feels weird. But I don't have any real like evidence or strong opinions to back that up, other than it
Yeah,
feels
I.
weird to use win percentage in this situation only. But this is also an edge case, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's why it's like either way, it feels like we're. I mean, it is like interpreting. We have to go one way or another. I guess, like, don't think of it so much as like we're implementing win percentage now, more so as like that's always been the implicit way it's done. It just so happens that it's always win percentage and number of wins are always
Always the
synonymous.
same. Yeah, that makes
It,
sense.
yeah, and so like that's technically how it should be done because we can in theory have ties and but I like it's like practically impossible. So I don't know what we, maybe we should actually in the off season talk about what that actually
What
means.
ties actually look like?
Yeah, harsh
Harsh just says
chiming
PF
in.
for is for cucks, so
Yeah, I
thanks,
mean,
bud. I think like the crux of my argument for points four is just that the way that I read this rule is we have two specific cases where head-to-head applies to multi-way tiebreakers, and if we do not satisfy either of those two cases, we just fall back to points four.
I
I
then
mean,
I would
that's
argue.
how I read it as well.
Yeah. But I
Mostly
would
just
argue
because
we did satisfy the
I didn't
first
consider
condition.
the idea of like trying to compare an uneven number of games played against each other to
Yeah.
each other. It just feels wrong to me. But again, there's no evidence for
Yeah,
that.
no, well that and that's really it. Like, and I guess the point I'm trying to get is like try and not to think of it what feels wrong, because yeah, it might feel uncomfortable. It's like, what do you think is like the truest interpretation of the rule as it's written?
Yeah, and
Like the most
that's
fair
what
way
I
to do
mean.
it.
I think that it's not about, I mean, it is, it feels wrong, but I think both feel weird, but it's about whether you choose to add or remove rules or like letters from the words from the rule. So I don't know. I don't really think there's like, I think those are the two cases. Like me and Tony could sit here and argue about our interpretation toward the bull in the face, but it doesn't matter. Like I think that we both
Yeah, I think the point was just to
like,
like express it
yeah, definitely.
is,
No,
yeah, right? Like, and
I'm
let
saying that
people
we've got
decide.
there.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah.
if there's no other questions, like, are we good?
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely just like a voting scenario because I have nothing else to add, even though I'm involved in it.
Yeah. And like, if you feel like points four is, and you know, some people,
Oh.
f sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
The thing that I want to mention is that, like, well, people clearly have stakes in this time. The assumption is that whatever decision we make here will move forward and be the ruling for, you know, as long as we keep this set of tiebreaker rules. So, like, you know, whether or not you vote one way or another, as Tino, you know, the king of comedy himself said, just to fuck over Kevin, like it might fuck you over next year too. Like you should
Yeah.
be trying to think about this, not about how this directly affects playoffs in a week. You should be thinking about what makes this a good rule for us to keep around.
Yeah, exactly.
Harsh says, I feel 0.4 is the wrong way to go. I have no reason. I just feel that way. No bias. So, thank you, Captain of Objectivity, Harsh.
Yeah, I mean, some people like points four because they feel it's a better representation of which team is better, which is like an argument you can make. But I think, you know, we've kind of put a priority on head-to-head matchups more so than points four. That's why we have like the divisions the way they are and whatnot. So, and then I think the other thing to add is like we will definitely be revisiting this all in the off season,
Yeah.
and try and like, 'cause there's an alternative here that I put in the poll that I think scared everyone, and which is fine because it's a little bit wacky.
I would rather not get into it now. Like, I feel
Yeah,
like
I
that's
don't
a
think we
great
have to, but
conversation for the off season, and we just keep
yeah, I'm just
stuck-logging
saying like
ourselves.
it's like this is just we need to resolve this. And the other thing is that like neither of these scenarios may happen, and this could all be like totally moot, but I think it's important to get ahead of it, and like we are going to revisit it in the off season, obviously. This is, I mean, this is just something we never anticipated when we made the rule.
PF for is for cucks is funny and also kind of applicable too, because that could decide the 8 seed and that also does matter.
Yeah.
So I think it's just vital that we decide prior to Sunday's games, ideally, how to determine these sequential tiebreakers. And I haven't voted yet. I haven't really made up my mind. I do see both sides of this debate. I think it's all going to come down to how everyone interprets the wording of the rule as it's written and as it was posted in the group. So I hope people will read that and kind of come to their own conclusions on how they think it should be applied.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And again, like I want to emphasize, like try and be as impartial and as you can, like try and read it as try and interpret vote based on your interpretation, not like how you feel it should be or like what you want it to be, because we can revisit it in the off season, make a clear rule. Like if you want it to be points four, like we can revote on what the tiebreaker rules are, but like try and do your best to be like, I think it means this, or I think it means that. Not like, I want it to be this, or I want it to be that. That makes sense.
Yep, these are the rules we've got.
Yeah.
Anyone want to add anything before we just call it there?
vote before Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess whoever made it this far in the pod is probably going to vote anyway, but
I mean, we have 14 votes already, and it's just Tyler and Brandon. So, and okay,
God
no.
damn
What
it,
happens
Brandon.
if there's a fucking tie?
We draw rocks.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna
I don't know.
dress
I
up
kind
like
of
Uncle Jeff.
like seriously, coin flip? Like I don't know. I have no idea. That actually is in the NFL rule book. Is like the 12th. Is like the last thing they just do a coin toss.
Well, I hope that like everyone who cares will listen to this and rethink about it. And then, yeah, if we get a tie, I don't
Just
know.
hope it doesn't happen. Like hope the situation doesn't
Godspeed,
happen.
gamers.
Oh man. I hadn't considered. We need a tiebreaker for the votes.
Cage
Yeah,
match. Everyone
that's a
involved
tricky
just has
one.
to fight each other to the death.
Yeah. I think
Combined SSFL records, this regular season records.
we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. There's a chance this all doesn't matter anyway. Let's just
Yeah,
hope
it
that that
is.
happens.
Yeah, that's the best
That would
way.
be great if it just didn't matter. Oh, that would be
Man.
fucking perfect.
The thing I'm most upset about is that it's really hard for me to post the bracketology post because the tiebreaker rules are pending. But I might just do my best to include both scenarios so that people are aware. Because, man, let me tell you, there are some wacky ones. There's some
Yeah,
cuts. Pretty
this year is
wild.
incredibly close.
Yeah, no, it is. Like my favorite is the five-way tiebreaker at seven
That's like
wins
that's
because
insane.
I
That
think
is
it's
an
actually
insane
hilarious.
outcome.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling it so I can get this edited and put up so people can listen to it.
Any
Thanks for coming.
last words, mostly from not me or Brendan.
Go Hawks.
Your
No.
Lego Star Wars thing looks like a penis.
It is. It's a Lego penis.
Yeah, it's just a big cock and balls in your background, your very professional setting. Very
Well, I got
nice.
a butt up there too, so.
Yeah, you got caked up.
Okay, thanks for coming. We'll see you next week. Special guest Mike O'Toole to bring you your playoff picks.
Yeah, playoff
Woo!
and Promly picks, don't forget.
Oh yeah, he'll be bringing us a Promly
No, he will be the pick. Are you kidding me?
pick. No, he won't. All right, go Birds.